You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
And welcome to the front line. Yes, on this wonderful Monday, the 9th of December of the year 2024. Who would have thought? Well, any of us around this table, we'd be alive in 2024. Well, that's what I'm thinking now. And here we are, and God has big plans for us, and we're not done. He's not done with us. Welcome my two co-hosts, Ed Skiba.
Good morning, David. Another beautiful South Florida morning.
It is,
I'm going to alleviate my levity.
Okay.
Because
sounds painful to me.
Of Advent,
yeah.
We need to really do some deep thinking. And yesterday was the Sunday that we would discuss peace. Mm. And peace goes so much further than a lack of conflict.
Yeah.
It goes to that deep inner feeling of security with hand in hand with the Lord. And
amen.
I want everybody to think about that this week. Peace is something we really need within ourselves before we can bring it to anybody else.
Yeah.
So look to Jesus.
Amen.
Because He'll bring that peace into your life that passes understanding.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Yes, often when I have it, I realize, how did I get it? Well, it came from, it's a gift.
Amen.
And it's the only peace you really need, because the world's peace, there is no world peace.
No, it's temporary.
No. It's a very temporary and fleeting moment where conflict has subsided to the point you can take a breather.
It's an illusion.
It is not God's peace.
It's an illusion.
Well, God's peace you can have in its fullness while you're in the midst of conflict.
Amen.
And that's
Amen.
The difference. Ann Limhoco.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I also want to say that Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
So peace is only found in Jesus.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much true. Anything is only found in Jesus when you get down to it.
The real true abundant life. True life.
Yes.
We're going to be talking about that today.
We will be. And in a very specific focal point, as I'm going to introduce our guest today, and Bishop Gerald Green. Bishop, thank you for being with us.
Praise the Lord. It's a joy to be here, David, and thank you for the privilege. And I believe the word of the Lord says, Jesus says, my peace.
Mm-hmm. Pull your mic up a little bit, Bishop, if you will.
There you go.
Yeah, there
my
you go.
My peace I give unto you, not as the world give.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I give unto you. And He said also to say that I'll keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon Him.
Amen.
Upon Him.
So, peace is available, and I am so grateful to the Lord to be here this morning to join with these great men and great women of God, and to all the listeners that have joined us.
Amen, of which there's an untold number. We don't really know, but we do know this, that if you're listening today, well, not if you are listening, then God has intended for you to hear what is being offered today. For this is the work of the Holy Spirit. We are all in the power of the Spirit. We don't want to come out from our own wisdom, our own energy, our own plans. This is God's plan, and we know He'll unfold it in terms of His will for all of us this morning, and especially for you listeners. I want to say a way of introducing Bishop Green. Bishop Green is the senior pastor of Port St. Lucie Worship Center in. Of all places, Port St. Lucie. And of course, his wife, also Novelette,
yes, sir,
is reverend, as she's ordained, and assists him, works with him in the leadership of this wonderful church, which does a lot of stuff for God. And I will tell you, listeners, you know, if you know, listen long enough to this program, and you know kind of my... I'll own it. You know, the things that are important to me today are teaching the church what Jesus wants us to know to become the church today.
Amen.
And we're living in a time when a lot of congregations and leadership have kind of turned away from the Lord. Denominations, whole denominations have chosen to turn their back on God, to reject the gospel message and the word of God that it, we find it ensconced in, and of course they're suffering, and there should be every reason why we should know that. But God wants us today to inspire the church, and to first recognize that we need help, mm-hmm. but also to recognize those who are serving the Lord. And I've had a succession of really faithful pastors on this program over the last 2.5 years.
Amen.
That have done that, and that's today. Bishop Green is your first but not your last visit, I might say. You've already become part of the frontline family.
I guess it depends on what he says.
Well, to begin, I already know what he's going to say. So, but let me start out the interview, and we'll be, I forgot to mention, in the pre-production time, we usually take 3 breaks during the hour. So around 11, 14, or 15, we'll be taking a break, unless you're on a roll. If you're on a Holy Spirit roll, we are not going to cut it off. But I have known about you and your congregation for quite a while. Only recently I've had a chance to be in fellowship with you. And that's really a great gift of God, and I really thank him for that. But I've already known you, and now having had a chance over these last few months, really, to be able to talk to you, what I've known is simply God has deepened my knowledge and appreciation for what he is doing through you at Port St. Lucie Worship Center. So these are the things that strike me, that the really first century church values that are being lived out in Port St. Lucie Worship Center today, mm-hmm. through your leadership. Teaching and preaching that's focused on the Word of God, a fine-tuned emphasis on discipleship, a maintenance of the integrity of the Great Commission, and a clear understanding that the body of Christ should not be divided.
Amen.
And that latter point, not that I want you to start there, but I know you sit on the board of the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And of course, all of these boxes that we just checked, those are embraced by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance as part
of the
underpinnings, the foundation mm-hmm. of their reason for being and for mm-hmm. their articulation of ministry. But I thankfully, I know God's going to use you, Bishop, to speak to these aspects of the how the Port St. Lucie Worship Center is led and defines its ministry. And I'm just going to open the, now that I've done all this talking, I want you to do some talking. What is your response to that?
thank you, David. The ministry of the Port St. Lucie Worship Center was founded, set in motion by God in November 2001. Hmm. Reverend Novelet, which is my wife, and myself. It came about after many days of prayer and fasting. I heard the call of the Lord Jesus Christ years and years before, and of course I to all my listeners and those that are in the studio, I literally had a conversation many times with the Lord and says, that's not for me. I don't think I want to venture into that. Of course, I'm also to a computer programmer, which I've done for just over 40 years. I'm working for a major aircraft manufacturing industry. Mm. And so, of course, I was very comfortable in my secular career. Mm. And so when the Lord called me to the ministry, my wife and myself, we literally started, David and Anne and the listeners, we started for about 6 months of prayer. Mm. We called just a time of prayer. There was only like about seven people there, and we just locked ourselves away in prayer and fasting, mm-hmm. Mm. Just to see, Lord, is this what is really going on? And so, just the church. To get to the, you know, there's so much to be said, and so I guess so much will be said, but the church was, of course, founded, the church was empowered, the church was birthed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and he mm-hmm. clearly defined how the church should function, what it should look like, mm-hmm. what it should be doing. And so over time, of course, we have seen it where like with everything else, you know, our intellectual ability, our own knowledge, our own expertise, you know, comes in and mm-hmm. starts to infiltrate. But like with anything that God really puts together, you know, we just get so smart now and so wise. So we don't need we don't need the original manufacturer's instructions anymore.
That sounds familiar. I think Satan went down that path,
Yes. And it's amazing because as an aircraft engine manufacturer, we are very, very meticulous in following instructions and following the blueprint.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because that plane that's flying at 40,000 feet in the air or 50,000, we don't have time to be pulling off the side of the road and trying to figure out what's wrong. So we follow a stringent plan of the blueprint. And so getting back to the church, I think, you know, and we have seen it in our lives, we've seen it in Genesis, we have seen it all the time where, you know, we just feel like we have a better idea, we have better plans, we have better insight how something should work, more so than the manufacturer. And oftentimes with every product that we get, we buy, there is a manufacturer's manual.
Right.
That's right.
That's true.
Every product, and that is that really comes from the kingdom of God. That comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. That comes from the King. So when he, whatever he creates, he puts a manual, and it's very, very crucial that the manual be followed to the T, to get the full benefit, to get the full the for the product to operate at maximum efficiency. And as a matter of fact, if anytime we deviate from the manual, we put the product in jeopardy of malfunctioning. And so, just as you're saying, and to the listeners, we have seen over the years, whether it's be denominational and all different things that comes in and just brings, you know, just literally bring in their own whatever flavor, whatever thought there that they have how this thing should work. And we have a a plethora now of just a lot of different challenges that's going on in the church.
Amen. But always you go back to the Bible, the Word of God,
the manual,
the manufacturer's,
manufacturer's manual.
And find out so how this particular work can be done well,
right,
the way God intended,
right.
And that means a deep commitment to prayer and to listening.
Yes.
Before you do, and that's listening to the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Because David, of course, the Jesus gave certain manual, certain instructions in the manual for the church to function. Of course, when the church was literally birthed in the Book of Acts, the Holy Spirit was a key.
Yes.
Prayer.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was
Amen.
Key. And the Word of God is I believe is the three strong fundamental foundational principles that should really govern and direct the church.
Right.
Amen. Amen. And that's excuse me. Tell you what, we're perched on the brink of diving deep into some of these issues, but let's go ahead and take a break so I don't have to interrupt you later. Okay? How's that? Everybody?
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. You need to hear and embrace the Word of God. We are beginning a new live program on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m., and it will air live every Tuesday. We call it a biblical response. It's designed to look closely at some of the hot-button issues impacting our culture. We will view them through the lens of biblical truth, the Word of God, not just exposing the meaning of today's evil events, but giving us a clear understanding of how to address them. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day. Welcome back to the front line. Today we have as our guest Bishop Gerald Green, senior pastor of Port St. Lucie Worship Center. We've been talking, he's been sharing with us really the core, God's core direction to him as a pastor, how he wants this particular congregation to reflect God's intention for the church. And so, Bishop, I'm just going to, as I said before the break, put the ball back in your court. You tell us what God wants you to share about your work at Port St. Lucie Worship Center.
A tremendous thanks to all of our listeners that have joined us on this beautiful morning, that's taken the time to just tune into this broadcast. We want to thank, of course, the producer David and the team here for the tremendous job that this broadcast, this ministry, this particular program is doing and has done. And I'm just excited that the Lord has given us this privilege and this platform to actually come in and share about the word of the Lord. Now, the Port St. Lucie Worship Center, I really don't want to necessarily just start there, but let me just start from the manual.
Okay.
If I could just share something from the manual.
Yes.
Then we will kind of just go to the church itself. Now, when you look at a manual, listeners, the church should have a particular nature, and there are three basic directions that we really want to maybe get into today, if time allows. Mm-hmm. And that's, number one, is the nature of the church. Mm. Number two would be the ministry of the church. Mm. And number three would be the function of the church. Mm-hmm. Now, underneath the first one, the nature of the church, Ed, underneath that, we would probably, if time allowed, if the Lord allows to come back, underneath that number one, the nature of the church, and to our listeners, we would look into some things like the importance of the church, the purpose of the church, the mission of the church, the distinctives, or what separates the church of the church, and possibly the power of the church. I would put all of those five underneath the nature of the church. Ed, then when we go down into the ministry of the church, we would probably touch on some things like the worship of the church, the fellowship of the church, the proclamation, what should the church be proclaiming of the church, the witness of the church, and the impact of the church, be having. Yep. And those, Brother David, would come underneath, in my 23 years of ministry, would come underneath the ministry of the church. Now, when we get down then into the function of the church, Ed, so just a brief recap. So we have the nature of the church, we have the ministry of the church, and then we have the function of the church. These are all part of the whole manual. When you see a manual, Mm-hmm. Depends on how in-depth a manual would go from the manufacturer. But when we look at the function of the church now, and we would look into things like the leadership of the church, we would look into the unity of the church. We would look into the service of the church. Then we would look into the accountability of the church.
That's vital.
Vital.
Yes.
And then we would look into the orientation of the church. So each one of those segments has about five different subheadings or subtopics that we would want to really take a look at. But Ed, you go ahead, Ed.
Yeah, you made one statement in there. You said the distinction of the church.
Yes.
And you said that the separation of the church. That needs to be clarified to our listeners, because when you say the separation, I know what you mean. Separation from the world.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Not separation from each other. That can be misunderstood.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. The Bible is clear about that. We are in the world.
Yes. But not of it. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, Lord. We are in the world. Mm-hmm. But as a matter of fact, we are the salt and the light.
That's right. That's right.
And if the salt has lost its savor or flavor, then it's good for nothing. So we can't be like the world.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have to be very, very distinctively different.
Absolutely. Yes. Amen.
From the world.
Yeah. Amen.
But those are some of the areas that has built our ministry, those three main areas and the five different subheadings that the Lord has laid upon our leadership heart.
Amen.
To shape the Port St. Lucie Worship Center as the church that we believe, according to the manual.
Amen. Right.
Yes, absolutely. And very important.
That God is looking for, God has birthed, God is blessing, and God is depending on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because God is depending on the church.
Yes.
To be the church.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
And to fulfill
yes.
the function
mm-hmm.
of the church. Yeah. And so, we will see how the Lord leads. The worship center is, the Port St. Lucie Worship Center, we are involved tremendously into our community.
Amen.
We are in the penal system. We are in the judicial system. Mm. We are in the school system.
Mm.
We are in the healthcare system. We are in serving an amazing food pantry. So we are very, very, very intricately involved.
Amen.
In our community, in any area that we can get in through the door. We are going in.
Yes.
So you will hear the Port St. Lucie Worship Center name coming up in all areas of our community. And I believe that's what God would have us to how he wants us to operate.
Yes.
But yes, David.
Well, I was just going to say, as you've been sharing that, Bishop, I'm keying in, and it was something I'd mentioned earlier in one of those four points that I noted about how Port St. Lucie Worship Center exemplifies God's intention, Jesus' intention for his church,
mm-hmm.
is in the Great Commission, you know, Matthew 20:16-24.
I didn't know there was going
to
be a
text. I'm sorry, well, it's at the end of Matthew. Matthew, you're right, in Matthew, the Great Commission. I normally know this. I don't know why. I guess because I'm an old guy, and Ed's even older than I am. So,
but drive is full.
But you know, Jesus said, you know, all authority has been given unto me.
Yes,
in heaven. Therefore, you in heaven and earth. Therefore, you go.
Yes,
and into the world.
Yes,
and you know, obviously, for us, going into the world is going to be that little part of the world that we have been led to be involved in, be centered in, This is one of the things, because my soapbox that I stand on is serving God and the intentions that we see in the Word of God for the church. Jesus has given us in the Great Commission the essential commands for what it means to be and to do church
mm-hmm.
and to be the body of Christ. And that one of the things I note a lot of churches, I say denominations as well as individual churches, are not doing is going into the world. Now, they say they do, but they're not putting the mark of Christ on their communities in terms of being there to speak against political movements, to speak against
school books,
secular
and,
school,
and the school system. Yeah.
And that this is why, one of the reasons why you're here today, Bishop, is to tell people about one church that's being the church as Jesus intended them to be. There's others, of course, but we're hearing from you today, from your heart, your pastor's heart, and it's really exciting then to see the Great Commission being actually believed and lived out.
There was a saying, Chaplain Eddie, I think it goes something like this, that when good men are silent, then evil.
Oh yeah,
right.
Evil will prosper when good men do nothing.
I think that's Dietrich Bonhoeffer.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, I think Bonhoeffer
Dietrich
said
Bonhoeffer.
That.
Yeah.
And also, I can't remember the gentleman that said it, but he said, "I'm only one, but I am one. I can't do everything, but I can do something. Right. I will not fail to do that which I can do.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And we, even though it seems like, it seems sometimes lonely, or it doesn't seem very popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There is a major pushback, major persecution, major opposition to really be the church that God has called us to be. Yeah. We still have to.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
It's your church sounds like it's so active within the community in so many areas. And it, obviously, if you're successful at that, you're taking the right tack, because some churches become very exclusive, refuse to relate to the secular community, and become, and this is an old expression, you've heard it before, become so heavenly minded,
no earthly good.
You sound like you've overcome that.
Yes, sir.
Praise God. We have,
and just to be, you know, this was what helped me to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Yes.
And my pastor, of course, and spiritual father, did a fantastic job, of course, in raising me up as a, because this is how I was taught. This is what I've seen that worked for me.
Amen.
Worked in the community, worked for the family, and also to in line with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to. Jesus spends time with the sinners.
Mm-hmm.
No. Amen. Yes.
But he didn't become one.
Nope.
I mean, yeah,
and he called out the Pharisees,
and
the
Sadducees. And he called them out.
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. He did. You know that, forgive me.
I love this topic.
I tell you, when we get back, I'm going to tell you now what I have in my heart that I want to ask you to address. And that is, when we come back, Bishop Green's going to talk to the pastors listening.
Amen.
Not that if you're not a pastor, but you're listening, and maybe God is going to put it on your heart to go to your pastor in love. But I'm going to ask, the question I'm going to ask you to deal with is, what is the one thing you see pastors dealing with that keeps them from serving God and bringing their church to the heart of the Great Commission? That's what I'm going to ask you. We'll be right back.
That's a good question.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Welcome back to the front line. We've been having the privilege of being with Bishop Gerald Green, pastor of Port St. Lucie Worship Center, senior pastor, I should say, and we've really been focusing in on how Bishop Green, in the power of the Spirit, with a deep heart invested in the Word of God, and especially the Great Commission, which is the essentials Jesus gave his church, how to be the church, how he has led his congregation from over 20 years, Bishop.
Yes.
With that in mind, to be the church, not to be a church in that sense, but to be the church that Jesus has called them to be. But when we went on this brief break, Bishop, I had left a question that I would like you to answer. And again, I know you're going to mention any names, but there's three pastors in this room. We all know people that aren't following the Word of God. Mm-hmm. They're pastors. They're leaders. They're in charge of that congregation. They have a responsibility to lead those people by bringing the Word of God to them, by teaching and preaching the Word, by enabling people to also raise up in their own ministries to do the same. But what do you see pastors not doing that concerns you as a Spirit-led pastor?
That's a very, very, very good question, excellent question, David, and to the listening audience. It is also, too, I think, not one that we're going to make the attempt, of course, to just dive in as best as the Holy Spirit will allow us. But just before we actually try to address that question, I want to preface it with Chaplain Ed, with a statement that anytime the purpose of a thing is either not known or neglected, then that particular thing cannot fulfill the function, or there will be abuse. So we always have to refer back to the original purpose of a thing.
Yes. That's good. That's good.
For example, one that has a Mercedes-Benz luxury a car, and that car, the purpose of that car is, of course, to give you a luxurious traveling experience. Now, I own a Toyota Tundra 4x4. Now, the Toyota Tundra 4x4 was created with a whole different purpose than that Mercedes-Benz. So now, if I forfeit the purpose of that Mercedes-Benz and try to use it in the function of the Tundra, you're going to have problems.
You're going to have a problem.
Especially off-road. You're going to have serious problems.
Carrying lumber on it and moving stuff. And so the purpose of a thing, and then to get even a little bit deeper, if I may use that word, the purpose of a thing, Chaplain, determines how the thing is constructed or how it is made.
Right.
What it is made of, how it is made. The purpose of a thing determines that. Also, to the purpose of a thing, literally, and exist before the thing was even manufactured.
As
a matter of fact, the purpose of a thing that precedes the manufacture of the thing.
The need was there.
Yes. There you go.
There you go, yes.
The purpose of a thing determines that there is a need, and so because if there is a need, then the thing was manufactured to meet that need.
Yes.
Right. Yes,
makes perfect sense.
So the purpose of a thing was actually in the mind of the manufacturer long before the thing
was came into existence. Yep.
Yep.
So it is very, very crucial that this just briefly state note that we have to then go back to understanding that the church was created, put together under very clear, precise, divine directives in the mind of the manufacturer, existed in eternity.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And it came about in time to meet the need that showed up in time.
Amen.
Yes.
But how many pastors really understand that?
That's a very, very, very good question.
That's the point of the question.
Really?
Very good question. Yeah. And so when this is not, when we, because there has been, and just transparent, there has been many, many times that, you know, situations have come up, the people have come up that would try to come in and deviate myself.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
That would be the work of the enemy to try to get you off.
Yes, yes. I mean, I have, over 23 years, I have seen it. It comes, sometimes it comes, because the enemy comes like an angel of light.
Yep.
So he'll come looking like light.
Disguised.
Right. Yeah.
I have seen it, David, where oftentimes, we have been approached where the church becomes a place of my own personal
ambition.
That's a very good word.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, right.
Where the church is now moved to a place where it becomes the place of personal ambition for people.
Agenda.
You have your own personal agenda and motives.
Amen. Yes, yes. Well, we've all seen
this
that.
So
pride
this
gets
good.
In the way. Well, let me pivot a little bit, Bishop, here, because you're on a very interesting track. And we're talking about accountability of leadership, because ultimately we're all accountable to God.
Right.
And when leaders fail to continue the process of examining their faithfulness in light of what God's called them to do, we get into trouble. But let me just now ask you to pivot a little bit. We have people listening today. I know there's got to be at least one or two. I'm just saying the odds are, we have a couple hundred thousand people listening right now. So one or two, maybe more, are in churches where they've become the Spirit of God. They're very faithful themselves in all the disciplines that they need to continue being strong in the Spirit and maintaining their ministries. They're going to church every Sunday and they're listening to their pastors preach and teach and to involve in all the ministries, but they're wondering something, maybe they don't feel quite right in terms of what the top level leadership is doing or not doing. There's a sense that they're off track.
Absolutely.
So how can or what must, let me put it this way, what must someone who is in the pews, who is not a primary leader of a church, but when they perceive that their pastoral leadership is off track, let's say, what should they do? They love their church, they love their pastors, but they're not the direction the church is going is, as far as they can perceive, is not a godly direction. I'll just put it that way. Mm-hmm. What would be your encouragement or your advice to them?
Well, David, let's look, because this is not a just come or just arrive issue.
Mm-hmm. No, not at all.
Right.
This is an issue that has been, Chaplain, been in existence way before now. In, of course, in Jesus' time.
Yes.
Amen. Yes.
You know, so I always like to refer back to what would have, what does the word say? What does it, so that it shifts me away from my personal opinion.
Amen.
What, good, what it puts, what Amen. The word say, as it relates to a particular situation like this. Mm. One of the things that when God created everything, he puts everything in subjection to something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so anytime there is no accountability, you that can be extremely, extremely detrimental and dangerous.
Amen.
Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. So to your question, David, if as maybe as we discuss this, in the early church, we see situations where the church was veering off.
Mm-hmm.
Paul talks about it many times as he went forth to plant the churches, where they certain doctrines would start to creep into the church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Church of Laodicea.
You're
saying in the book of Revelation, all those seven churches.
You know, people would come in, false teachers.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
False teachers have been around. As a matter of fact, this was one of the greatest problems that Jesus had. He didn't have a major problem with sinners, but it was with false teachers.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Because false teachers would creep into the church, and false teachers cause a false living and false expectation.
Absolutely.
And so Paul was a master by the leading of the Holy Spirit to go into the church and take the covers off of this and bring the church and the leadership and the people back to what the word says.
Amen.
Amen.
And that gives the people a role in the accountability process.
Absolutely.
Because God just doesn't lead the pastors.
Absolutely.
The people are also involved in that.
Yeah. Right, and it goes...
Spiritual discernment.
Yes.
Yeah. Discernment. Yeah.
And the word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have the word there, you have the spirit of discernment.
Yep.
The word is clear.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The word is... If it's not lining up with the word and the spirit of discernment, then we have... There's an issue.
Yeah.
Amen. Yes.
That's it's not an opinion. Go ahead, Chap.
With pastors, there are five things I look for. God gave me this. The Holy Spirit gave me this a year and a half ago, I guess, when I was speaking at Jonathan's church.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me this. He says, five things to look for in a pastor. Do they study the word? Do they understand the word?
Mm-hmm.
Do they preach the word? Those are three intellectual aspects of it. But there are two vital aspects of it that many pastors miss. Do they believe the word, and do they live it?
Live the word. That's
those are the vital issues.
Live the word.
Be not just hearers of the word, but doers also.
And,
word.
And the people in the pews can tell.
Yes.
They can tell.
Yes.
The Spirit will give them.
Amen.
You know?
Yeah. Amen.
Because they live in the word.
Mm-hmm.
Our leadership, my mentor and spiritual father, he says, you can't preach any better than you live.
Yeah. Amen. Yes.
Amen. That's perfect.
Yes.
That's perfect.
He drummed that into me. You cannot preach with any more power better than you live. So living the word is paramount.
Amen. Absolutely. Amen. On that note, let's take our last break of the day, and then we'll be back, and we'll see where the Spirit leads us.
Amen. Amen.
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. You need to hear and embrace the Word of God.
We are beginning a new live program on Tuesday, December the 3rd at 11 a.m., and it will air live every Tuesday. We call it a biblical response. It's designed to look closely at some of the hot-button issues impacting our culture. We will view them through the lens of biblical truth, the Word of God, not just exposing the meaning of today's evil events, but giving us a clear understanding of how to address them. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Are we going to take calls?
Yes. Yes, well, folks, you heard that.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize
No, that's all right. I appreciate Ann. Ann is, we all know if you have leadership, you have other people that have brains that connect with yours. Because in my brain alone, you can't count on it. Yes, I know we should have announced this earlier, but maybe by now people want to call and ask questions. You can call 772-221-1100. That's the radio station main line number, 772-221-1100. And you can ask a question or make a comment, Bishop Green. And we will put you on the air. Bishop, before we only have 15 minutes, we also found out how fast time goes. But I'd love for you to share with our listeners. And by the way, I say as just a comment, we broadcast into 12 counties in Florida. And so the ones most critical, Martin and St. Lucie County, mm-hmm. your church being in St. Lucie County. And there are some people I know that are kind of at a point of saying, well, maybe I'm between churches, you know, and I'm listening. Maybe I like what I'm hearing about Port St. Lucie Worship Center. I want to find out how I can get a hold of them. But there's others that are, you know, maybe at too great a driving distance, but are in the same boat. But I would even say, I'm going to throw this out, because I've done this myself. When I'm curious about what somebody else is doing in the faith, I'll go visit their church. Mm-hmm. And I've traveled great distances. Mm-hmm. I mean, not thousands mm-hmm. of miles, obviously, but, you know, across several counties. And as a pastor, too, I would, you know, I'd quietly, like I'd take a day off, have a pastoral assistant, and mm-hmm. I'd go and visit the church, see what's going on. Yeah. Maybe I heard good things about them.
Maybe I missed it. Did we mention the address?
Well, we're going to right now.
Ah, okay.
This is what I'm going to ask the bishop.
Makes it a lot easier to get there.
Tell us how to get information about Port St. Lucie Worship Center. Do you have an online presence? You know, what's your street address? What's your phone number?
Thanks, David. To our listeners, of course, like I said, we have been in Port St. Lucie for 23 years. Church was founded there in Port St. Lucie. We currently, the last 5 years ago, or 5 years ago, the Lord blessed us with a tremendous location that's mm-hmm. at 6501 Northwest St. James Drive. And that's the original address. Now, we have actually changed that name from St. James Drive to Worship Center Landing.
Oh.
Yes. The saints... The saints got a hold of it and they said, we need this street. This street needs to be named after the church.
Okay.
So it's 6501 Northwest Worship Center Landing.
Hmm.
Okay.
And that's 34983 is the zip code. We are just a little bit south of Midway.
I know exactly where it is.
Just a little bit south of me. Yep. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go down, pick up St. James.
Right.
You're right on
down.
The edge of Fort Pierce.
Right.
Fort James.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Just a little bit south of the Publix Plaza near the Oxbow Center.
Yep.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Just right south. Just
very familiar.
Right at Manville's. Yep.
Okay.
We have also two. So that's our location. Our website is twcim.org. We have a powerful online presence. You can log into our service, T as in Tom, W as in Winston, C as in Charlie, I as in Inc, and M as in Mary, .org. You can log into our website and you can reach us, you can share information, you can see our services, you can see more and more about the church. We currently, we have two services. We have a 9 a.m. and an 11:30 a.m. service. Two services on Sunday morning. We also to have a Wednesday, a Wednesday night at 7:30, Living the Word Bible study. It's called Living the Word. We talked about that.
Great.
We talked about that earlier.
That's right. Yes.
Living the Word Bible study, because we have to get people to move from just hearers of the word to live in the word.
Amen.
And that is some powerful, powerful live in the word Bible study principles and instructions and directions that we also to have an amazing children's church. Matter of fact, our church seems like it has more children, no more than adults.
That's good.
That's good.
A powerful children's church ministry. We have a powerful women's ministry, men's ministry, youth ministry. We, like I said, we go into the jail. We have a powerful jail ministry. We go in twice a week. We go into the prison system, the maximum security prison. We go in there twice a week as well. We go into the nursing home. We go into the juvenile detention center. And recently, about a year now, David, we thank God for this. This was a powerful door that the Lord opened for us. We also to go into the public school. Don't ask me how.
That's great.
We go into that organization called Game Day.
We've had the founders here on the air before.
Yes, we powerful go in stuff. through that ministry. We go into the Northport Middle School. And then we also to go into the Bayshore Elementary once a week to just share Jesus with those children. That ministry is so dear to my heart, because we never even thought that was possible. We have an amazing and powerful food pantry where we serve the community. We are serving approximately now over 150 families every other week. We also to have an amazing child care learning center. It's called Start Smart Learning Center. It's a faith-based organization. It's a faith-based operation where when you bring your child or your children there, we're gonna teach them some basic Bible instructions.
That's good.
We have a capacity of 65 children for the Start Smart Learning Center. We are currently, we have just a little bit more room. So if you know somebody in that area with your child or with children, we work with ELC, and we work with the child care providers in the county. So we do also to have that. Also too, this is just part of the vision. We are currently, because we have 6 acres there. 6 acres of land.
Wow. Yeah, that's a large piece of land.
That's a lot of land.
So we are currently negotiating with the city of Port St. Lucie to actually build some affordable housing on the property. So that's currently in the grassroots stage that we're looking at.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what was on the horizon that God is giving you, and that's one of those things.
That's significant.
You've had quite an impact on the community.
Eventually, because I believe that the church, when we finish church on Sunday, we should be going out into the community.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's mandatory that the church doesn't stop within the four walls. And so those are just some of the, most of the things that we are, we are involved in as the church. If you don't have a home church, if you're just kind of a in between church, if you haven't been to church in a while, we would love to have you stop in and visit with us. This is a place where the, where we love people. We celebrate Jesus. We make disciples. We are madly in love with Jesus. We make no, we have no shame about that.
Amen.
We love people because that's what God has called us to do, is to love people. We don't care who you are, what you look like. That none of that matters. Mm-hmm. We invite you to come in. It's a great family, and you will experience the power of God's word. You will experience the power of His love.
Amen.
And you will experience the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In that
Amen.
Place.
Amen.
I want to check this out. I was thinking of doing the Wednesday night Bible study.
Wednesday night, living the word Bible study. Yes.
Wow.
This, and these are all hallmarks of when pastoral leadership is listening to the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And is responding to God's essential call to be the church. And I'm delighted. I'm excited. Bishop, that you're able to come here. I know you got, I've already threatened to have you back, and I know you will. It's more because people need to hear more from anointed pastors who are doing what God wants them to do. Because again, you know, we are in these days, God is resetting His, Jesus is resetting His church.
Yes, yes.
Restoring us, the first century church to be restored in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And it's going to, you know, it's going to take time, not because of God, but because of us.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we can hear about how pastors are leading their congregations to be, again, the first century church in the 21st century, it's encouraging, Bishop. It's enlivening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's part of our job as a broadcast ministry is to bring the truth of God's truth about what He's doing in the world today and what He wants us to do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so my hope is, you know, people listen. Again, before we close, we have like 3 minutes. And our time has just dissipated. But again, tell us how people can get in touch with Port St. Lucie Worship Center.
Right. It's interesting, David. I thought when we said that we had an hour, we thought it seems like it was just so much time.
I know.
It was right out.
Nothing.
But we have... the phone number to our church is 772-337-9111. Our administrative assistance is there 5 days a week. If you call, you can get a hold of her. You have any questions about the church, again, that's 772-337-9111. That will put you right into our church office, and we're there 5 days a week. Also, too, if you decided that you just want to come and just visit with us, the address again is Port St. Lucie Worship Center, 6501 Northwest Worship Center Landing. That should come up. In case it doesn't come up, you can just go to 6501 Northwest St. James Drive.
Right.
And it will put you right there, 34983. Or if you want to just kind of view us a little bit of a ways off before you come, you can go to our website and twcim.org. And you will be able to visit our service, visit our live stream broadcast. We are on Facebook, we are on Instagram, we are on all of those different media.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and check us out. But thanks so much, David. Thanks, Chaplain. Thanks, Anne, for this amazing privilege just to be with you this morning.
Well, I thank you, Bishop, for coming. This is, you know, when God speaks to His people and we say yes to God, wonderful things happen. Great things happen. And I know that this broadcast has touched people's lives and turned things around for some and encouraged others. And this is what we're all about. And so, again, I encourage people to, especially if you're local within driving distance, to consider, if you're between churches, consider checking out Port St. Lucie Worship Center on a Sunday or a Wednesday night. And seeing if God wants you to fit there.
Amen.
And if not that, well, at least you're on a better track, because if where you're coming from is not feeding you, is not blessing you, then where you're going is where God's sending you, and it might be there, it might be someplace else. But
amen.
I want to thank you, Bishop, for being a man of God, a true man of God.
Yeah.
Thank you, David.
And and those who work with you, your wife, and a true woman of God, and and all those others who have been drawn to the godly ministry of Port St. Lucie Worship Center.
Amen.
I'd love to say more, but we're out of time. So I'm just going to say, listen, thank you for listening to The Frontline. We'll be back together with you again next Monday at 11.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the